I love my Sleep Number bed. I think sleep's very important to all of us. Sometimes we don't pay it enough attention, but if you sleep better, your life is just better. Like, sleep is the first step in a healthier life. And for me, I wake up at 3 in the morning, so I may have different uses for my bed than you do. But it's the time of year where you may be tempted to go get a bed and use the same old mattress store and look for the same old bed. I would say don't do that. I would say that let me tell you about Sleep Number. It lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side. There's a Sleep Number. So if you're a couple, boom. Me, I have a Sleep Number just for me. You know, I'm a 30. Optional Sleep IQ technology inside tracks your sleep, gives you personal insights. You see how life affects your sleep and how sleeping can affect your life. My setting's 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was in the 90s. There's never been a better time to visit a Sleep Number store. Save 50% on a limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Plus, Queen C2 mattresses, $599.99. 500 Sleep Number stores around the nation. Find one near you by calling 800-NEXT-BED. Tell them you heard it here.
Bobby Bones.
Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Now, good morning. Welcome to Tuesday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Excited. Today, my book comes out, a paperback, which is exciting for me.
Day.
It is a big day for me. I mean, I'm actually excited about that. I like it on paperback because it doesn't cost near as much. And I always felt kind of guilty being like, hey, I have a book out and it was $16. Mm-hmm.
It's not that easier to keep in your bag.
It was just cheaper. I just didn't think it was worth whatever. But I have a book out called Bare Bones, and you can Amazon Prime it too. Or it's at the bookstore today. So that's exciting. The Taylor Swift story is crazy. But did you hear this about Taylor Swift's songs and how she keeps them
secure?
Oh, where
she keeps them? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Taylor Swift, and this is smart, and people were giving her a hard time about it, but she's very protective of her music before it comes out. And Ed Sheeran was talking about this. He said she would never send new songs. Either had to be with her, or once I was in San Francisco, they sent someone with a locked briefcase and an iPad and one song on it. They flew to San Francisco, played the song, and then asked if I liked it, and I was like, yeah, and they took it back.
Wow.
So, and the reason is, so no one, it doesn't leak.
Yeah. Because
it's millions of dollars. Like, if a song comes out and it's leaked and people start getting it for free, it's millions of dollars gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I thought that was pretty crazy that it goes to that extent.
Yeah, it does seem crazy, but then when you break it down, like, okay, this is
a business. Real business, yeah.
Like, then, yeah, you have to treat it as such. Like, sure, that's how they handle the KFC chicken recipe.
Sometimes I'll have it tell me something good, and I'll send Ray over to Amy's with it to look at it so another show didn't steal it. And Ray will show up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ray takes it over, and he's like, Amy, do you like this story? And she's like, yeah, and he takes it back, puts it in his pocket, gets in the car, and goes back home.
This is a business, you know?
It's a business. It's a multi-dollar business.
Multi-dollar.
All right, let's get started here on Tuesday's show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
I saw this in the news. So this girl, she was a high school sophomore. She was working at a McDonald's in Indianapolis when she overheard a mom asking for a specific toy for the son's Happy Meal. And so the mom said, I'd like this. And there weren't any more. And the kid had autism. And so that's the one that he wanted. So what she did, she went to the manager, the girl who worked there, was like, hey, there's one, but it's in the display.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get it out of the display. But you had to take the whole display apart. So she went over and took the whole display apart.
Yeah, the manager did?
No, the girl who worked
the employee.
There. Yeah.
Wow.
And got the toy out of it. And it took like 20 minutes. Dismantled the whole thing, got the toy for the kid, and gave it to him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that cool? I mean, it's little things, man. I see you.
That was I See You.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Ray in Northern California. The water level dropped at the Oroville Dam, the nation's tallest dam, so that's good news. It's still a threat, so the 200,000 people that evacuated still have to wait for the all clear. In sports, the UConn women's basketball team won their 100th straight game, a crazy record, so congrats to them. And finally, hope you have a great Valentine's Day today.
Big three.
News, stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I laughed out loud at Ray's news earlier because his third story was Happy Valentine's Day. That was his whole third story.
Well, maybe that's his news stories to remind people that it's Valentine's Day.
Is there just not other news?
Well, a holiday falling on the week is kind of a big thing. It's everybody. Valentine's Day is a huge day for gifts, reminders.
Yeah.
It's a big story.
Yeah. Cool.
Just asking. I LOL'd a little bit.
I guess you're right. I mean, is there nothing?
I was walking through the hall because Ray does the news, and I'm usually going, you know, and I hear, and finally in the news, it's Valentine's Day. All right. That shouldn't break. I was like, huh. Interesting.
You heard it here first.
Not the heaviest of news days. He did talk about the dam in California. I was just there, literally at that exact spot where the water has receded a bit, but they've evacuated 200,000 people in Northern California because they're like, this thing is starting to fall apart and the water could come out. And the headline was yesterday that it could be 100 feet deep for 40 miles or whatever it was.
Wow.
Now, the good news is it's backed off a bit, but that doesn't mean it's over right now, but some listeners who I met this weekend in Chico and Fresno, in Chico and Sacramento, they were like, dude, you got out just in time.
Wow.
But I had no idea. We have an Australian girl named Nikita Carmen who opens up. And it's so big. The water was so flooded. I convinced her that was the Mississippi River because it was so wide and big. Wow. She was like, oh, look at that. I didn't know. It was up here. And I was like, yeah. But it was that big. It literally was that big of a thing of water.
Mm-hmm.
But that story's crazy. Ray was talking about that. But see, that's a news story, Ray.
That was one, yeah.
Yeah.
But also breaking news. Today's Valentine's Day.
I did wake up this morning, and my girlfriend made me rose bacon.
What does that mean? Is that bacon in the shape of a rose?
Sort of. First of all, I don't do bacon. It's turkey bacon.
Sure.
In the shape made into roses with little, they wrap up and make roses, and then covered in a little bit of maple syrup.
Oh, that's cute.
It was very cute. I had one little piece just because, man, I can only have so much bacon, period.
How
does but it was really
think
good.
Of that?
I don't know.
Pinterest.
And there was the newspaper did a story, and I posted both of these on my Snapchat, Bobby Bone Show. They did a story, and I don't know. They said something nice about me, like music's big heart or something, because Ray's a bunch of money.
Okay, yeah.
But she had that digital image made and framed it instead of the newspaper so it would last.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it was not, yeah.
I love it. That's thoughtful. So you already got your Valentine's gift.
Knowing her, no.
Oh, there's more.
Probably.
Okay. You should be excited about that.
I got
That's
Amy
awesome.
A big candy chocolate heart today. Brought that in for
no,
her.
No, this is not from you.
No, it is. I had them put the afternoon show's name on there. Because I need them to get, yeah.
It says I can share with everybody in the room except for you.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Ah, crap. It's because I bought it already. I don't need it. Got you Tuesday good news right now. It's all about positivity. We do try to bring as much of it as we possibly can to you.
Tell me something good.
This is crazy. Uber driver named Brandy, she is always finding stuff in her back seat because people just leave things.
Oh, yeah.
And so she has a Toyota Prius, and a woman left a dog there.
What?
And then she couldn't find the dog's owner. No luck. The Uber account was disconnected. Goodbye. So she adopted the dog.
Wow.
Crazy, huh? Uber driver adopts pit bull left in her car by passenger. That's her dog now. They tried everything. They tried every way to find the owner.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Amy?
Well, I'm glad you wanted it. A 150-year-old wedding dress that was lost at a dry cleaner's has been found. See, a woman dropped off the dress to get cleaned. It belonged to her great-great-grandmother. And, right after she dropped off the dry cleaner's shut down, closed. So she, wasn't ever going to get the dress back. Well, then she put something on social media. It got shared over 200,000 times.
Wow.
The nephew of the landlord of the dry cleaner saw the post and made his uncle sift through the piles, and they found it.
That's crazy. That's a good one. Lunchbox, give me something good.
Shelley Crooks was going to go on a little 4-day hike right around Christmas time, spend a couple nights out in the wilderness. Well, she got lost. 6 weeks later, she was found alive. She survived by eating bugs.
6 weeks?
Wow.
My husband said the ants taste the best.
I wonder what ladybugs taste like because they're all over my house. I have good luck, apparently.
Yeah.
I have ladybugs all over my house. I got to get it sprayed or something. 6 weeks. And ant, your husband's had to live off ants?
He said to live off bugs or the wilderness. I don't know. Yeah.
Dang. That's why I don't mess with that, dude. People tell me all the time you should mess with it. I'm like, nope, I'm not messing with that.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show.
Our male listeners give me a bunch of crap for doing yoga.
Why?
Well, I guess because it's not a manly thing to do. Mm-hmm. I have a list of famous guys who do yoga. Just like me.
Okay.
Yeah. Robert Downey Jr.
Bam.
Woody Harrelson.
Iceman. Iron Man.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Russell Brand.
Okay.
You know he teaches yoga?
Oh, really? Interesting.
I think he's very like spiritual. Adam Levine. He even says he does yoga before going on stage.
Whoa.
Sting. Matthew McConaughey. Legit. John Bon Jovi. What do I have in common with all these guys? Yoga. That's basically just it. But yeah, I read that. Yeah, I went to yoga yesterday, mm-hmm. and one of our friends, I don't want to, I don't know if she allowed me to say it, but an artist friend of ours was her first time ever doing yoga.
Yeah.
Ever. And we were in a class together, and I was like, ooh, just don't worry about it. Just look up. No, you don't feel weird about it.
You just randomly ran into mm-hmm. her? Oh.
She walked into the class, and I was like, what up? And she was like, oh, no.
Yeah. Well, were you like, oh no? Because apparently you don't like doing yoga in front of people you know.
I like doing it in front of people who don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
Because then I look like an all star.
So now you were like the one that was like, here, you do it this way. Now you're the expert.
Well, we were away from each other. But yeah, it was good. She'll come in eventually again and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
But yeah, it was fun. I like that, man. It makes me sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walk out of there. I feel like I did something. And I can touch my toes now.
I love it.
Stretch down. Did you do yoga?
I ended up boxing.
Oh, again, Amy's always got to outdo me with the manly stuff. Always. I'm like, I got in a shoving match. After she goes, oh, yeah, well, I got in a street fight with knives. And I'm like, oh, come on.
Don't worry. I'm not very good. I mean, I'm sort of good, but my fingers hurt.
I'm sort of good.
I really feel like I'm a natural. I just need to nail down my form.
So are you thinking about getting in the ring yourself maybe at some point and actually boxing someone?
Maybe. Maybe. There's some girls I met that do it.
They actually fight each other.
They actually fight each other.
Amy, our Facebook Live would go nuts if we could Facebook Live you boxing somebody for real.
Okay.
No, stop. I'm not like going to do it.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here's the latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So if you're wondering Thomas Rhett's secret to keeping the romance alive in his marriage.
I was, yeah. Tell me, please.
He says it all starts in the morning.
No.
He's all about little things throughout the day.
No!
But if he can wake up and go do something special, like unload the dishwasher first thing, she notices that sort of stuff, and they have a better day, which leads to a better night. So that's
yeah,
how
you know
they
what
keep
it. Yeah. All right.
So it's Valentine's Day, and Dierks Bentley thinks that Valentine's Day is one of the most stressful days of the year. He said that a lot of guys out there just find it really difficult and stressful to find something, you know, that she wants to do or that you can
it's
do
pressure,
together.
It's pressure. It's needed pressure.
Yeah.
We need to be pressured as men.
He even said, you don't get the wrong thing or you say too much or you don't get the right thing, I'm sorry, and she's wanting to get engaged faster than you want to get engaged.
I don't know what he's saying with all that, but still, he's right, but it's okay. We deserve it, right?
Yeah.
We need the pressure.
I feel like it's like what you say about Valentine's Day. Sometimes guys are like, I don't really know what to do, so I'll just propose.
Oh, yeah. That's going to happen a lot. Yeah.
Yes. It's going to happen a lot today. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New Jersey. A 45-year-old man broke into a convenience store, stole $650 worth of goods, ran out the back. Police were on their way, heard the alarm going off. So he dove in the snow and covered himself up, thinking they would just leave. Spent 45 minutes in the snow, got frostbite, and had to call 911 to be rescued.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
There you go.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Quite the hubbub yesterday about a call. We did Monday morning confessions on the show, and a mom called in and said, hey, you know, my confession is I had a baby, and then we went to the liquor store. Listen to this.
Yeah, so my confession is a parent confession. So we came home with our baby girl, and before having her, we were big whiskey drinkers, and so we were super excited to finally get to drink again. So we stopped by the liquor store, went on in, locked the car, got in the liquor store, we're looking at whiskeys, and then I was like, did we forget something? And we've got our baby girl in the car. Locked the car, just got out. So I had to run back out. It's like, crap. Bad mom moment.
People were going crazy on my Instagram because I posted a video of this and they were able to just comment about it over and over again. Lots of fights. It turned into, you know, that's what normal moms do. They forget. That's a bad mom. It got kind of crazy over on Instagram.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Bobby Bones if you want to see that. But I thought about that last night. And I've come to the conclusion that I think that's a pretty bad mom. I mean, in the middle of the show, I was like, man, this is crazy. And this doesn't seem right. But I hate to just throw judgment down and be like that. Because I don't know what it's like to be a parent.
Right.
But the more I thought about it, I was like, the one day after you get the baby, I don't care if it's, let's take liquor store out of it. Let's say you're going into the fruit store or the baby bottle store. One day, that's a bad parent. So I would just like to make my statement that I just think that was a bad parenting move. We all make bad moves. Luckily, nobody was hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, luckily, because
that Monday morning confessions, mark this down on the calendar. One day somebody's going to confess something, it's going to make the news.
That one's pretty close.
That was close. You want to see the video, see the comments. It's on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Bad parent or not?
Man, I'm going bad parent.
Yeah.
And this is coming from me, a super forgetful person.
And by the way, keep calling with your confessions every Monday morning on the show. We definitely want those to keep flowing in.
But no judgment.
No judgment here. I just wanted to officially comment on that because that happened yesterday and I didn't get to do it, okay? No, you're never gonna get it. Never, ever gonna get it. I got a question for you. Bop! The first one of these appeared 195 years ago. Ooh. What is it? The first one of these appeared 195 years ago. I don't think you're ever gonna get it, so I say you're never gonna get it. Never gonna get it. My phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. Now, question is, can you get it? The first one of these appeared 195 years ago. Never gonna get it. 877-77-BOBBY.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Bobby Bones, Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show. Yeehaw.
A lot of pressure for today on Valentine's Day for guys.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I think a lot of guys need the pressure to perform.
Oh, otherwise, it's a chance for them to bring their A game?
Not a chance. It's like you have to.
Okay.
Like if there's an A game to be brought, this is when you have to do it. And today people are last minuting it. It doesn't matter how it gets done. Like if you make A on a term paper, that is just an A. It don't matter if you cram. Matter if you study 3 months early.
As long as you make an A.
Okay. But guys sometimes need that nudge.
We like gay men. We don't know what to do.
Well, you plan ahead.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, with tonight, this is such a low-key thing for us as a couple that we're just going to go enjoy it, you know?
Yeah.
And we've also been dating a while now, too, and friends for longer than that. We're not even, like, honeymoon stage. We're way beyond that.
Oh. But y'all travel sometimes apart. We do. So it's like you've got that honeymoon-ish situation happening?
Ish.
Okay.
Yeah, she's on the road a lot. And I'm on the road some, and then I do the show. So, yeah, that's good. We're just going to hang out. We have a kind of early dinner, 6:30.
Yeah.
Which is late for me because I eat dinner at 4 o'clock usually. So I'm really
How many courses is it?
It's Waffle House. As many as you want. Bring it on, baby. So let's do this. Never going to get it. The first one of these appeared 195 years ago. What do you think? Kurt in Richmond, Virginia. How are you?
What up, Bobby?
What up, Kurt?
Alexander Graham Bell introduced the telephone.
Dang, did somebody Google?
No.
I didn't think so, because you're wrong. I was saying if anyway, you can't Google. I already tried it. Like, I Google check these answers most of the time, because I know how people are. I know what they do. I know what I would do. No, that's not it. Thank you, though. So,
wrong.
Incorrect. Let's go over to Matt in Virginia Beach. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Bobby. How's it going?
Really good. Thank you for calling. Now, you may have heard the question. 195 years ago, what do you think?
Reading glasses.
Like the old bifocal.
Yeah.
Made by old Benji. Right? Didn't Benji invent the bifocals?
Yeah.
Sure.
Benjamin Franklin? No, that's not it. That's not it. Will you fact check that bifocal thing?
Yeah, sure.
My glasses, by the way, and I probably have 10 pair of glasses. And so, but these are too, I kind of fit too tight. So they wrap around my ears and they start hurting.
Yeah. But maybe you should loosen them.
I can't because you have to go and they melt them.
Mm-hmm.
They melt down the back to go around your ear.
Yeah.
I think my head also could be growing still.
What?
I still might be a growing boy.
That's impossible.
No, it's not. I've seen all kind of stuff where people still grow into their 30s.
Okay.
But my glasses are big. I think my head's still growing, which stinks.
So, yeah, you can thank Benjamin Franklin for the old bifocal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Benji Franklin.
Good old Benji.
And the old bifocal.
Why does he sound like a pirate?
Because
that's how they all talk back then.
Yeah, back
right?
in the day. Yeah. Hey, get your papers.
Hey.
What? That's not a pirate anymore.
Oh. Get your newspapers right here.
How much for that one, little lad?
Well, we'll get your newspaper here in the pirate ship with me and Benji Franklin. That's a newsy / Benjamin Franklin impression.
Got it.
Yep.
Some little something Eddie and I've been working on.
Yeah.
A little comedy bit.
Taking it on the road?
Nope, not yet. We're still far, far away from that one. All right, never going to get it. That's that right there. You're never going to get it. We'll take some more guesses. 877-77-BOBBY. And I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Mr. Bobby Bones. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm going to go around the room now. You're never going to get it. 195 years ago. First time. Amy, go ahead.
Miniature horse.
Miniature horse. What? Wait, what? 195 years ago, disappeared.
Miniature horse. Yeah, first ever miniature horse seen.
Huh.
Yeah. Little tiny ones. Have you seen them?
Yeah. No need to elaborate.
They're awesome.
I agree. Lunchbox?
Easy. Greeting card.
Eddie?
I got it. Yeah. Chocolate candy. Oh, hit the button.
That's it.
Hit the button.
No.
Oh.
But we're getting warmer.
You're on to something, Eddie.
Okay.
You're on to something.
All right. Okay.
Hey, Shelby in Tampa.
Yes.
Never going to get it. Hit me with it.
An engagement ring.
Oh, no. It's not it. Good guess, because who knew? 200 years ago, you'd be paying way too much money to put something on somebody's finger.
Yeah.
There's a whole cultural thing about engagement rings that I don't agree with.
What is that?
I don't mind having the universal sign of infinity, which is the circle that goes
the
around
ring,
the finger.
Yeah.
But it's just spending all that money on a ring. Like, and who can buy the biggest ring? Then let me show it all up close on Instagram.
Yeah, I feel like, is that dying down or no? I feel like a little bit that's dying down.
Once I started talking about it, it started to die down, I felt like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're man of the people.
Yeah, you know, MOP, they call me, man of people. Robin in Ohio, hello.
Hi.
Hey, what do you think about this? 195 years ago.
Dentures.
Dentures. No. Eddie, I'm going to go back to you since you were so close.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to amend my first answer. Uh-huh. It's Valentine's candy.
Ooh, you're so close.
Come on!
You're so close. You want to take a shot? It has something to do with candy. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. The first ever Werther's Original.
I love it. No, Lunchbox.
So it's candy hearts.
You're so close. It's not candy hearts, but you're so close. Like, you're almost there.
Oh! It's not candy
Okay,
hearts.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Sweethearts.
That would be a candied heart, right?
Let me just say,
okay, this it's in the room today.
Okay, got it.
Box of chocolates.
Oh.
Ooh.
No. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, I was going to say box of chocolates.
You're very close.
Well, I don't know how we could get any closer if it's in the room.
Well, then I guess you just quit.
Cookies?
Dakota?
Hey, it was a computer.
No, that's not close at all.
Oh, a microphone.
Computer.
I'm like, what's in this room?
What was that, 1800?
I'm just going to give away the answer.
No.
Oh, no.
Give us
no,
one
no,
more
no,
hint.
No,
come
no.
on. Come on, Bobby. One more hint.
Yeah, one more hint.
Yeah.
Never going to get it.
A love box.
Come on.
Chocolate heart.
No, come on.
A box of chocolate.
Come on, Amy. Come on. I'm fishing it out of you right now. Come on.
Chocolate filled with something in
come
the
on.
Middle?
No, come on. Come on.
A truffle.
No, you got it. Come on.
A rose. A heart. Oh, chocolate covered rose.
No,
a chocolate
never
covered
mind.
Strawberry.
Heart shaped something.
Cherries, berries.
Heart shaped chocolate.
Heart candy.
Heart shaped candy box.
Oh my
goodness.
It's like I'm holding on to it.
Amy's got one in her hands right now, and I'm like looking at it.
And I'm like,
Oh boy.
195 years ago, they made the first heart shaped candy box.
Wow, they were making that back then?
They did. Oh. Let me give something to somebody. Let me just answer a call that's still ringing. Hello, who is this?
Hey, it's Christy.
Hey, Christy. The answer's already been given away. Can I give you the prize anyway?
If you want to, sure.
Yeah, would you rather have a shout-out on the air or a copy of my book? I'll sign it for you on paperback today. You can have either one.
I would love a copy of your book. I'm a reading teacher, so I would love a copy of your book.
Okay, if you hold, I'll sign it for you however you want. Thank you very much, and My paperback is out today. I'm very excited about that. It's on Amazon for $5 cheaper. You can prime it and get it tomorrow. It's called Bare Bones, the life story.
Mm-hmm. Of, there's so much in there.
Whoa. We got to feel a little.
No, that was part of the tease.
Mm-mm.
You said this, like a trailer.
You're making fun of me.
No.
Yeah.
What?
That's fine. Whatever.
From birth to.
No. Coming up, I give you the 5 best country love songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it's the day of love.
Can you guess the number one song? Take a shot right now. Come on.
Best country love song?
Yep.
I Cross My Heart.
Oh, it's a good one.
Don't Take the Girl.
Ooh.
Oh, good one.
Go, come on.
Are they going recent or old school?
It doesn't matter. It's my list.
Keith Urban Blue.
Okay. We'll come back. I'll give it to you in a second.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Ooh, this is good. My list is really good, by the way.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
It's going to be a controversial list because some of these songs are newer. These are the top 5 love songs in my heart right now of all country music. And people are going to get mad because they're going to go, well, that song's too new. That song wasn't a big enough hit. That song is X or Y. Number 5, Stay a Little Longer from Brothers Osborne.
It's one more call. It's the one more what you're doing right now. It's the one more trip to my side of town. And you walk right in. It's one more. Here we go again. One more drink leads to another. You slide up close to me. Taking T-shirts off each other.
Listen to the words of that song. It's really like love. Like I tell me, one more time. No more. It's like, all right, I need another. I need more. I mean, that's a good song.
Feel that?
Number 4, Carrying Your Love With Me.
I'm carrying your love with me. West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with the good
Lord. That speaks for itself.
Carrying your love with me. It's my strength. Holding on. Every minute that I have to be gone.
You like that one?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I might have that one on repeat today.
In my heart right now, these are the best 5 love songs. And my heart changes all the time. Number 3, because he gets right down to business. Like a wrecking ball, Eric Church.
That old house is gonna be shaking. I hope those bricks and boards can take it. But I won't be surprised if the whole damn place just falls. On a rocky bed like a wrecking ball.
That's a jam right there. Wrecking ball number 3. Number 2. Love songs in my heart right now.
It's your love.
Tim and Faith.
It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough.
I was doing the run. That's my part right there. I'm about to hit you with number 1. Come on. Think about me. Think about me.
Oh, is it the love song your girlfriend wrote about you?
No, that's not even out yet.
Oh.
Come on.
Think about you. John Mayer. Oh, I guess they're country.
I'm just going to play it.
Sam Hunt? Oh, Body Like a Back Road. Is that it? That's it, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
Think about me.
Think about you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Best love song in my heart.
Oh. In your heart?
Yeah.
Give me another hint.
It's Valentine's Day. Think about, moi.
Oh. Moi.
That's French for me.
Brad Paisley?
Nope.
Today?
Mm.
Today?
Mm.
Oh.
A little something by The Goat. If tomorrow never comes.
Oh, I should have known. This is you written all over it.
This is the jam.
This is, yeah.
I'm just going to play the whole song. Enjoy.
Do it.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lay there in the dark.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
I want to talk about surprises for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I like surprises. I don't like being told a surprise is coming.
Oh, yeah, you hate that.
And I'm telling you, you might as well kick me in the sticks.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Really? Like, you yeah. get, like, it really affects you.
Yes. Last night, my girlfriend comes over, and she's like, hold on, be a minute downstairs. And I'm like, okay. And I know something's up, because she doesn't just hang out downstairs without me. Usually we hang out, and it's like, hey, let's go watch The Office, and we'll go upstairs and watch The Office. And so she's like, hang out, I'm going to do something downstairs. I'm like, okay, cool. And she comes up, she goes, listen, it's a surprise. I don't want you to think anything. Well, automatically in my head, as soon as I hear surprise, I'm like, oh my goodness, she's going to bring a real life unicorn in, and there's going to be like a chocolate fountain. Going to the biggest places it can possibly be.
Yeah, a real life unicorn.
Well, I'm like, a surprise.
Yeah.
You should never tell anybody else. We should eliminate the word surprise from our vocabulary unless it's being used in present tense.
Okay, but she needed you to not come downstairs.
Nope, it wasn't about that because I wasn't coming downstairs anyway.
Okay, so.
So she goes, you'll get tomorrow. Oh, you're going to get surprised. But then she goes, but it's not that big of a deal. In my head.
I mean, she might as well have a unicorn down there. Yeah, like you said.
I was just like, you know, you can't do this. Yeah. You can't say a surprise is coming. If you really want to surprise someone, just surprise them. Don't say, because we automatically, as soon as we hear something cool's coming, we do the same thing on the bad thing. If it's like, I get some bad news, we automatically assume the absolute worst.
Mm-hmm.
When you let us assume, we go one of two directions, North Pole or South Pole. That's it. We don't go to the middle of North America. We only go one or two places.
Okay.
Just as a general rule, can we stop saying, hey, a surprise is coming? Because it's not really that much of a surprise that there's a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
And what was it? I thought it was cute. It was bacon shaped like a rose that she made me for breakfast, and she got me a picture.
So she was getting it all prepared last night, and then this morning she cooked it.
I guess. Unless I go home and there's a freaking unicorn with the chocolate fountain, there still could be. See, like, still I'm convinced maybe that's not it.
Bobby's
see?
Like, the day's not over.
I'm like,
there's still time.
There's still things.
Okay.
We got to stop doing this. There's a surprise coming, though.
Well, I feel like turkey bacon wrapped roses with maple syrup's pretty awesome.
It would have been, and it was, but it would have been if I had just not known it was coming. If it were like, hey, surprise, I got this for you right now. Here's your surprise right now.
Mm-hmm. Man, did you just wake up to the smell of bacon?
No.
I don't even really eat bacon, but the smell
it was
of
turkey
it,
bacon, one.
Oh, it still smells good.
And two, no, I didn't. Downstairs, it didn't float up fast enough, I guess. Nah, I wasn't like, I figured out the surprise. It's turkey bacon.
Oven roasted unicorn.
Yes. That's all I wanted to say. I'm glad I got that off my chest.
Yeah.
If you guys want to call the show, 877-77-BOBBY. Amy has a blog up right now, too. Is it a food blog?
Well, the latest ones are. It's an awesome cookie recipe, and then I'm also posting like a cookie dough treat for today.
A cookie recipe? What's it made of? Broccoli?
Oatmeal.
Broccoli cookies?
No, but it's all real healthy ingredients. Oatmeal, ginger, chocolate, all the goods. But simple stuff you probably already have in your pantry. You just can whip it up, make
so
a little
BobbyBones.com.
Yes.
They click on?
Blogs.
Blogs.
Amy's blog.
Amy's blog.
To be specific.
And then you go and you have this cookie recipe.
Yes.
And I can eat as many of them as I want. No problem. And I don't get fat.
Well, there's still calories.
Oh.
And sugar, but it comes from honey. So it's natural.
Yeah, I don't. Still, though.
Better than processed. Don't hate.
Debatable.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A couple things. First of all, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
And did your husband do anything? I know he's not here right now. I mean,
not yet.
Not yet. Okay, we're waiting. We're still waiting.
Okay.
We're still waiting.
Don't build up that there's a
surprise.
No,
I bet there's a surprise.
Really?
No, he usually sends something. He usually sends me something, which I'm excited about.
I was about to say,
about.
I guess he hasn't reached out to you. So.
Or has... Usually what happens is Amy's husband sends her something. Do you know the story, Eddie?
No.
Oh, yeah.
And he also sends me something, too, because when he's gone, if there's an emergency, I like have to jump in and take care of it.
Right.
So I send her like flowers and send me like a stick.
Yeah.
Just be like, thanks for looking out. So, he always does something.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
What are you going to do tonight?
Go to bed. I know. I mean, I'm going to do yoga today.
Yeah.
I'll probably eat some chocolate.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't have plans if that's what you're asking.
You're welcome to go to Waffle House with Lindsay and I.
I'm
okay.
not crashing your date. Stop. But thank you. It has been noted that you invited me. Thank you.
No, but we're serious, though. Do you see the guy who went on the Burger King Instagram account and complained?
No.
Okay. This guy goes and he's upset, right? Because Burger King screwed up his order.
Yeah.
And he goes like, hey, it's with my girl, and you guys messed up my order. Problem was, it wasn't his real life girl. It was his side girl. And his real life girl was told to go look at the Instagram account, found he cheated because he wrote on. Yeah.
And she's like, I didn't order that. That's not my order.
She's like, I wasn't with you. This didn't happen. That's how she found out he was cheating, because he posted a comment on the Burger King Instagram. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
I'll give you.
His friends must be, somebody's really stalking that Instagram to look out for him.
Like, tell her. Well, like, here's what happens. When you write something and you comment, it shows in that little feed that you've written on someone's thing.
Oh.
And someone can see it and then go to it.
Gotcha.
Someone that probably knew her, too. You know what I mean?
Clearly, yeah.
So, yeah, idiot gets cheating after posting a complaint on Burger King Instagram. A gentleman by the name of Jordan, by the way, in case you're wondering his name.
So what did we learn from this?
Don't complain. It's like when people complain about this show. And they go to Facebook and they complain to me about my show. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, if you don't like it, like, for example, I would never hop over to the Grey's Anatomy Facebook page and go, your show stinks. I just want to watch Grey's Anatomy anymore.
Right.
So when we get complaints, I'm always like, that's weird. Like, they talk about how much they hate my guts.
But yet they're taking time out of their day.
And they say they're listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a weird thing to me. But, yeah, don't complain. Just don't go back.
Yeah. Don't go back.
Emily in Georgia, how are you?
You?
I'm really good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
What can I do for you?
Well, I was calling to let you know, Bobby, that you are the reason that my boyfriend and I have made reservations at the Waffle House tonight.
Wow. Well, that's what Lindsay and I are doing. We're going to Waffle House as well. And you live in Georgia?
I do. I'm in South Georgia.
Yeah, they're doing a whole, and this is not paid by any means. I've never received a dollar from Waffle House, but I saw that online and I made a reservation myself, and we're going to go and keep it low-key and fun. That way there's no pressure for anyone, and we're going to Waffle House and just enjoy it because they're having a special, like, Waffle House night.
Oh, yeah. And I've never been more excited for a Valentine's Day in my life.
Yeah, because it's just fun, right? Like, it's
yeah.
Just, that's it. Yeah. Southernliving.com did a story. Did you see it?
No. About what?
About me going to Waffle House.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Don't worry. I only posted it on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay,
and
well, tell me about it. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's not a thing. Don't worry. It says, we know a place you can still get a Valentine's reservation, Waffle House. We'll start by saying Bobby Bones' love affair with Waffle House goes way back. He spent almost 4 years frequenting Waffle House at least 3 nights a week. You see? And then I went to a whole story about my life. And they did the interview because my book comes out today. But it says, we're not the only ones thrilled about Waffle House. Host of nationally syndicated country morning show and New York Times bestselling author Bobby Bones plans to spoil his lady, country singer Lindsay L, with dinner at Waffle House.
Spoil.
Spoiling my lady, boys.
Yeah.
We have fun, though. I'll give you the celebrity. You tell me their Valentine, okay?
Okay.
Sierra.
Oh, the Rod Griff, the guy, the football player. No, is it Robert Griffin?
Ken Griff.
No. Robert Griffin III? No. I can't think of it, but they, you know.
Wait, why are you slapping your hands together? Amy's slapping her hands together like.
They waited till they got married. Tell me, what's his name?
What is happening?
Amy like did her hands in a like.
I saw it.
And she was like, you know, they did this. What's wrong with you?
Give me a hit with his name.
Russell Wilson.
That's it.
Okay. You missed that one.
Yeah, I did.
Olivia Munn.
Another football player. Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers.
Correct, good point. And he's.
Quarterback.
And he's.
Jordan Rodgers' brother, yes.
Selena Gomez, who's our Valentine?
She get back together with Justin Bieber? I don't know.
The Weeknd.
Oh, they're together.
Justin Theroux.
Jennifer Aniston.
Correct. Rita Wilson.
I have no idea. No.
They probably do this.
I don't know. Who is it?
Tom Hanks.
Oh, duh.
Miley Cyrus.
Liam Hemsworth.
There you go. Those are the Valentines. You got one. You got a few. I give you a B on that.
I wasn't even picturing Rita Wilson in my head. I was picturing Rita Ora. That's why I would never have guessed Tom Hanks.
Stop it.
I know. Bobby Bones.
I did like your hand motion, though.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So on the air at any time, you could hear a few of us talk. Like, I'm Bobby. So I sit behind this big board. It looks like a pilot board, and I have a microphone. So I run the controls and the sounds, and I host the show. And there's Amy, my co-host, who, if I'm looking across the table, she sits to my left. And then over to my right, you have Lunchbox.
Yep.
Who is the longest tenured member of the show. We've been together for 13
what
years.
What year is this?
13 years.
13 and a half years.
Yeah, and a half.
Yeah.
And then Eddie, who sits way to my direct right, who is like the video producer. I get that. Like, you can hear any of our four voices at any time, right? These are the main four. And so with that, you have to know that we've been friends a long time. And there are things about each other. We know, like, the good, the bad. You know, you just spend a lot of time with someone. You take them as they are. And with Lunchbox, a lot of listeners will say he comes across as loud, obnoxious, crude at times. Would you disagree with any of that?
What does crude mean? Like, rude? Is crude rude?
Sure. So, I also think Lunchbox has a pretty big heart.
Yeah.
That he hides because he doesn't want people to know that he's a genuinely thoughtful person.
Right.
But here's the line that I'm getting at right here. He brought me a gift today. Now, sometimes his gifts are mean. Mm-hmm. Like once he brought me a T-bone steak. He's like, I got a gift for you. And I was like, well, that's very sweet of you. And he throws a piece of meat at me and goes, it's a T-bone. Because my nickname when I was in seventh grade was T-bone because I had an accident happen with my pee-pee. And everybody started calling me T-Bone.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not a good thing. And he throws a piece of meat at me. And I was like, well, that's rude. But then he's also brought in super thoughtful gifts. And been like, I got your gift. And I'm like, great, here comes another piece of steak. And
yeah, it's like your T-shirt when you were a New York Times bestseller.
He brought me a T-shirt that he made.
Pretty impressive.
So I don't know what gift he brought me, except I see him sneak a bag in this morning. You didn't think I saw you sneak the bag in, did you?
I was trying to, you know, be covert, but I couldn't fit it under my shirt because the bag was so big.
He has a gift for me. And what's the gift for? Why is there a gift?
Why is there a gift? Because this is a huge day in your life. Your book came out at some point whenever, and then now your paperback edition comes out, and on the front of the paperback it says, New York Times bestseller. Like, that
so
doesn't...
You got me a gift.
So I got you a gift. Like, anybody can get you a gift on Christmas. I mean, that's easy because you know it's coming.
Uh-huh.
You got to think about these big events in your life, and you got to get yourself a present.
What? Well, you got yourself a
present?
Well,
I got you a present. Okay. You know, whatever. You know what I'm saying.
Okay, let's poll the room. Is this a joke present, or is this a thoughtful present? Amy?
Thoughtful.
Eddie?
Lunchbox, that's a joke present.
Ooh.
For sure, 100%.
I think he's got me because every time
it's awful. It's a big deal.
This is a huge day.
He threw the meat at me once. And you remember when he dumped candy on your head?
Oh,
I do.
No.
I do. Thank you.
It wasn't
a gift.
It's 50-50 with him.
Yeah. Huh. You never know what you're going
to
get.
Do we want the gift now? Or do we want to wait? Do you name it song?
Oh, yeah. Give me a song so I can go prepare it and make sure it's all in
there.
Well, yeah, I want to make sure no one was trifling through the bag over there and, you know, messing with it. You know how people get around here. They steal everything.
Okay. Go ahead. Go on out of the room.
Don't say anything bad while I'm out of the room either.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
I hope it's an edible, it's a cake shaped like your book and we get to eat it.
I don't want that.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't want anything to eat.
No.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. He can just be really kind sometimes. He really can.
I really hope it's thoughtful.
And then sometimes he can just really be a turd. And I just don't know what to do with him.
Yeah.
So he's going to bring it in. I'll play a song.
He's like, crude. What does crude mean?
Is that like rude?
Is that oil?
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Okay, we're going to see what happens here. So today's a cool day for me. My book's out in paperback. It's called Bare Bones. And so Lunchbox has decided to bring a gift. Why is he standing outside the door like a creep? He's standing outside the window just staring in. You can come in. Like, we're on the air.
I wanted the grand entrance. Like, oh, yeah, my present. Then you'd have music playing.
What song would you like? I'll play anything you want. Lunchbox is standing outside the door yelling at me.
Goodness.
Go ahead.
Ooh, just give me something good.
Okay.
Like,
Eye of the Tiger.
Like, Eye of the Tiger.
You want Eye of the Tiger.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Or, hey.
Give me
no, no. All I do is win.
No, that's
win song. I'll give you Eye of the Tiger.
Here it is.
Let it go. Oh, he's got to shut the door. Oh, my goodness. What's happening?
Ladies and gentlemen, coming in the studio from Anderson High School, University of Texas at San Antonio, at 5'10" tall, 172 pounds. The hairiest, the scariest man in show business. He's got a gift. It's the gift of love. Give it up for Lunchbox, everybody. Yeah, there he is.
Everybody celebrating Valentine's Day. We call this Bare Bones Day.
Okay.
It is a new holiday, February 14th. Scratch Valentine's Day, Bare Bones Day, paperback edition.
Okay.
And
oh boy,
I have never known a number one New York Times best-selling author. And I got you one T-shirt when you got that way in a hardback.
You got that way.
And the paperback, I felt like, you know, it's a big accomplishment to have that happen. And so on that monumental day.
Yeah, that's a good word.
I got your present.
I got a present! Yeah! Yeah! All right, it's in a green bag.
It's in a big, I mean, it's big.
It's a big green bag! Oh, it's so heavy. So heavy. It's not really heavy. Okay. All right, let's open this up. It's in a green bag. It's got, like, brown paper inside of it, like the filling paper.
Yes, like tissue paper.
Yeah. Let's open it here. All right. It's a lot of stuff. I haven't quite seen everything in here, but let's see. There's a neck support travel pillow.
Because you travel all the time, and you're always on a plane, and you're going to try to need to get some rest because you're always tired. That's going to help you.
Okay. There's some thick disinfectant wipes.
For your travels and
joy. Yep.
Two bags of Werther's Original and a copy of my own book.
Yeah!
Did you take that out of the box?
Yeah!
Out of the box that...
He gave him a copy of his
Did you sign
book.
It?
No, I didn't want you to get mad at me for signing it and ruining one of your books. And so I thought about signing it, but I didn't do that.
Huh.
So it was thoughtful.
I mean, it's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
What do you mean kind of sweet, hater? Hey, hater?
No, it's random.
What did you get him? No, a neck pillow and those wipes so he can wipe down stuff on the plane and the Werther's so he can have something.
Whoa, there's probably fighting.
There's no fighting.
Whoa, relax.
No, this guy will be.
Thank you very much for thinking about me. I appreciate that. I'm excited. Why are you laughing? I'm excited about today.
I didn't say anything.
He thought
wrong
of me.
It's super.
What'd
thoughtful.
You bring him?
It's not about nothing, that. I don't want nothing. It to be about that. Thank you very much. It's very kind.
Man,
of
I thought that was a pretty good gift.
It is. It's not even about the gift. It's about the thought of the gift.
Yeah.
Like I was gonna get you like a cool pen, but I was like, you probably don't write with a pen as an author anymore because I was googling all. What do you buy an author?
Yeah.
Like buy him a cool pen. Buy him a notepad. I'm like.
But he just said the other day his friend got him a nice pen for his book. Right?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Thank you for thinking of me.
But I'm like, people write on computers now, so they don't need notepads and all this stuff. So I was like, man, this is tough. What does he do? He travels. So you're very welcome.
Thank you very much. Just thinking of me, I appreciate that. Thank you.
He's welcome.
I also think it's funny he gave me my own book back that I had in this. But thank you.
And I wanted to sign it, but you said, don't take any of those books. They're all accounted for. So I was like, uh-oh.
I never said the words accounted for. You're making up things now, but yes.
But I'll sign it for you if you want. I got a pen right here.
That's okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Eddie is being a hater.
Yeah.
But I didn't say anything other than that's pretty sweet.
Go ahead. Realistic expectations.
It is thoughtful. Here's what I thought Lunchbox did. I thought he like went to Amazon a few days ago and pre-ordered your book and I don't know, somehow got them all. I don't know. I thought he probably ordered like 100 copies of Bare Bones, and he was just gonna go pass them out to everybody in honor of you and your special day.
Eddie, what did you
but
think
this
it was
is good?
In your mind?
I thought it was gonna be a joke, and that's the reason I said, well, it was kind of sweet because it wasn't a joke, it was him actually doing something nice.
Okay.
And your thoughtful.
Your tone of voice was like, oh, that's okay.
I thought it was more, Eddie was more let down by the quality of it. And to me, the quality of it comes from your heart.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry I can't afford to buy a computer? 1,000 copies
no,
of your
I
book.
No, I didn't say you had to. Lunchbox,
why do you always
so
take things up a notch?
Yeah. Said
she said 100.
Oh, 100, sorry.
I said 100.
Still couldn't afford that.
And I was exaggerating, but I thought that's what you were going to do in my mind. I was like, he's going to come in with a bunch of books.
Thank you very much, Lunchbox.
You're welcome very much.
It's thoughtful.
What?
You're very welcome, man.
I'm fighting.
And you couldn't get him like cookies or anything because he doesn't eat them, so.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got him something he could use.
Appreciate it. We'll move off of this now, but thank you very much.
Awesome job, Lunchbox. Everybody at one time
okay.
now.
Okay, all right.
That's why I was laughing a minute ago. You hadn't even said thank you, and he's like, you're very welcome.
Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones, get your bones on, get your Bobby Bones on, yeah. Yo.
Lunchbox is in a bachelor, what is it, fantasy league?
Fantasy league, yeah.
Like a football, fantasy football league?
Yeah, you draft at the beginning of the season. You have to pick every rose ceremony from, like, the first rose ceremony, just looking at their pictures and reading their bios, all the way to who's going to win the final rose.
Last night?
I'm done.
Oh, you're out now?
I'm out. Two of my final four are eliminated, and when you have two of your final four out, there's just no way you can come back and get the winner. And the one girl in my league, she's only missed, like, three people the whole season, so I feel like there's some shady business, but that's $600 down the drain.
Whoa.
$600.
Yeah, I lost $600.
That's what you could have won, or that's what you spent?
No, I spent $25 to get
in.
Okay,
you lost $25. You didn't lose $600.
Yeah. I was about to.
Because you never had it to lose. When you lose something, it means you had it, and then it's gone.
Well, when I go into a fantasy league, I expect to win, and I felt good with my picks, and he's just been crazy eliminating people that he shouldn't eliminate.
Who's watching this season?
I watched one episode.
But you didn't go back?
No,
Lunchbox watches. Do you enjoy Nick?
Yeah, I think he's fun. Yeah. He cries a little bit too much for me, though.
He cries?
Oh, he's a sensitive bachelor.
Yeah, he cries like, oh, I just hope I'm not making mistakes. I'm like, dude, just make out with the chicks.
Lunchbox was mad because Matt Overton, who hangs out and works on our show a bit, he plays in the NFL for the Colts, tweeted about the new Bachelorette.
Yeah.
But that's a big news story. That's not a spoiler.
Yeah, I have.
No, it is a spoiler if you avoid it. But I didn't look at it.
Rachel Lindsay, a Texas attorney and a contestant on The Bachelor, will be announced as the next Bachelorette on Monday's Jimmy Kimmel Live. The star of the next cycle is usually announced after the current season, but ABC's breaking tradition. After 33 combined seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette, ABC casts its first black lead.
Yep.
Which makes no sense because she's still in right now. So you know that it's down to only like two people because she's one of the ones left.
Oh, really? That's weird.
Terrible.
I'm sure there's something behind this. But it was all over. I saw it too, and I don't even watch The Bachelor.
Well, he tweeted it directly at me. He goes, hey, what do you think of the new Bachelorette? And I'm like, way to ruin it for me, dude. There's Twitter etiquette, and you're not supposed to tweet spoilers.
Well, I think it's a big news story. I don't think it's a spoiler.
Oh, well, I thought he only knew that. I didn't know it was a big news story because I avoid all gossip about The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
What about your wife tonight? What are you guys doing?
She'll come home. We'll cook a Blue Apron, and we'll watch The Challenge on MTV.
There's more to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you thoughtfully brought me a gift for no reason today.
No, I spent more money on you than I did for my wife for Valentine's Day.
But you didn't spend that much on me.
That
dude,
neck
you think
pillow?
Those neck pillows are cheap?
It's nice. He must not have bought his wife anything.
So you didn't get her anything?
No, I got her some roses a couple weeks ago.
No, those are free. Those were ones sent to me.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
And that wasn't Valentine's Day. That was called January.
But they still look good.
I bet you tomorrow. Okay, around the room. Does Lunchbox come in tomorrow and go, okay, we did something? Amy.
Yes.
Eddie.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to go yes too.
You want to ask me?
Yeah.
No.
Really, is she just not into Valentine's Day? She doesn't care?
She's not into Valentine's Day. We don't really do Christmas presents for each other. I mean, we're just kind of chill.
And that's cool.
Yeah, it's understanding.
Or it's understood?
It's an understanding. Or it's understood.
Okay, that context would work.
Did I not say that?
It's an understanding. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But Bobby, is this one of those cases where his wife could maybe be like, yeah, I'm not really into it. Don't do anything. But it really means do something?
I'm playing it safe and I'm still doing something, even if it's small. It just takes one.
Yeah. Lunchbox, you should do a little something.
Hey, why don't you take one of these bags of Werther's back and give it to her and be like, I got
those are your candy.
I got you some hard
candy. Give her a
candies.
Coupon book.
Of like one hug, like one kiss, one chest shave.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Got a really awesome note here. Dear Bobby, my family heard you like Girl Scout cookies. So I wanted to give you some. We hope you like them. Girl Scouts all over are taking... They cross the art. She's young.
Mm-hmm.
Are taking our cookie booths to send to American soldiers stationed overseas. Could you help spread the word? Thank you. Georgia, Girl Scout Troop 1336, hashtag pimpenjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent me a box of Girl Scout cookies. So awesome. I'm happy to spread the word. And what happens is when you walk out and they say, hey, would you like to buy cookies? And if you don't, you can also... If you don't want them for yourself, you can buy them and have them send them overseas to troops. So, Georgia, thank you very much. And Girl Scout Troop 1336, thank you very much. That's very nice of her. And cookies for everybody.
Woo!
Yay!
Woo. I'm going to take I got to cross her name out to put it on Instagram. I'll post a note. It's a really cute note. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram.
Let's go!
Bobby Bones!
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Ha-ha!
have my best three romantic movies of all time coming up. You know what number one is? You want to take number guess number one?
Titanic.
No. I'm not that cliche.
500 Days of Summer.
Okay, that's number three.
Now we're talking.
That's number three.
Is it?
Yeah, you want to do it now? That's number three. Sure. 500 Days of Summer is so good.
So good.
If you've never seen 500 Days of Summer, just watch it even by yourself because it's amazing. Number two is?
According to Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
That Garden State?
Nah, it's a good one though, but The Shins? That,
yeah.
That changed your life.
Ghost.
Serendipity.
Ah, of course. Your girl's in it.
It's also really good.
Yeah, but you also are obsessed with Kate Beckinsale.
No, I'm obsessed with. Yeah, I am. Yeah. Number one?
I feel like I need a hint on this
one. Oh, you should know this one.
Really?
I bet you if I go to Lunchbox, he nails it because he knows me. We've been together 13 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Fine. Go for it.
Let's see. Lunchbox, in my mind, what's the best romantic movie of all time?
It's easy.
I'll bet the farm he gets this.
It's easy.
Okay. Hold on. Let me write it down. Hold on. Let me write it down because let's make
There's no need to write it down.
Well, no, because then I can show Amy that you knew
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right. Lunchbox, show her.
You want to show her?
All right. Survey says on the count of three. One, two, three.
The Notebook.
The Notebook.
Yeah, come on.
You're
great
right.
movie.
Dang.
And you even read the book in like a day.
Yep. Dang. Appreciate it. Thank you, Lunchbox.
Sorry, I failed
True
you.
Friends,
Thanks
no.
for listening to things I say sometimes.
Yeah, I pay attention.
That's
yeah.
the difference between 11 years and 13 years. He's just got the. He's got more on me. Two more years of hearing you talk about The Notebook, because you definitely have talked about it a lot. I don't even know how I missed that.
Don't be a hater.
No, I really shouldn't have missed it.
Mm-hmm. A woman is suing Mike and Ike because their boxes are only halfway full.
Oh yeah.
So she's put a lawsuit against a company that makes Mike and Ike candies. And so in the lawsuit, she accuses the company of half filling their boxes.
Okay.
A spokesman for the company told TMZ the accusations are baseless. So I had them run to the gas station real quick and get a box of Mike and Ike's. So here we have it. Mike and Ike candies. Mm-hmm. Let's just see how full the box is. Judge Common Sense is in order here. Open it up. Oh, the case closed. Look at this. It's half full.
Oh, boy.
I mean,
yeah.
It's not full.
Let me see.
I order $42 million.
Wow.
Yeah, whatever she wants.
But most bags and boxes are never all the way full. Like, if we do that, if we were playing that game, we could
sue everybody.
Sue potato chips?
Yeah.
Oh,
I was thinking bags
worst.
Of chips. Sometimes you open it up and you're like, wait. And then you're like, there's seven servings in here? No way.
Yeah, well, serving's different than filling the box up.
I know. Just a side note.
$325,000 our wedding is nixed after a brawl erupts at the rehearsal dinner.
Wow. So, like, we're talking the night before?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That's the wedding, like dinner, was happening the night before, and the groom's parents objected to a toast on the eve of their wedding, which, again, the wedding was over $300,000. At some point during the chaos, the bride gave the groom an ultimatum. Make a choice, me or your mom.
Whoa. Dang.
Apparently, he chose his mom because the ceremony was canceled. People started punching each other in the face. He is now suing the bride. And the father of the bride. So,
did you see how much his engagement ring was that he bought her?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so first of all, you know it's a lot because they're spending, $325,000 on their wedding. The engagement ring was $125,000, and he wants it back. So he's suing her.
Wow. It's like, choose your mom or me?
And
like,
he chose
shouldn't you be
mom.
Beyond that by the time you get to the rehearsal dinner?
Yes.
Like, maybe. Whatever fight that you is festering
right.
would have probably shown itself.
At some point.
During that relationship. Like, at rehearsal dinner, it's like, it's her or me, pick now. Mm-hmm. Like, wait, what? Yeah, so basically $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Poof, gone. Wedding ring and the rehearsal dinner. If you go to iHeartRadio, now two things I want to say here. One, I do a show from my house called The Bobby Cast, where I bring in songwriters or artists or promoters, and we talk about what happens in country music. And last night, I had Walker Hayes in. And Walker came, and we talked for like an hour and a half. So if you go to iHeartRadio, or you download the app, search BobbyCast, you can hear Walker and I talk for like an hour and a half. It's about, you know, him coming and making it and losing a couple deals and coming back and, you know, what he's doing now. So let me say that. And so also he's got the song called You Broke Up With Me, which I think is a fantastic song. Hope everybody downloads it. And I'm going to play it right now.
if you have iHeartRadio All Access, you can take it and just push the button and save it right to your phone, right into your app, so you can listen to it even when you're offline.
Bam.
Anything on the radio, like you hear it, you can go, boom, I like that song, save it, right into your iHeartRadio app. So that's cool, too. So this is Walker Hayes, You Broke Up With Me. He's doing a Bobby cast right now. I encourage you to download the song, though.
Well, I got some coke in my bourbon, surfing a room like Swayze. No, I ain't drunk, I'm amazing. Yeah, I got that late, way, way back, back in my swagger, X Factor, feeling no pain. I'm at the top of my game.
Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now. And thank you for listening to the show. And sorry about all the legal stuff.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones.
Hey, y'all. Brothers and sisters.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones.
Come on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's see how many of these you can name. I'll give you the TV couple.
Okay.
Tell me what show they're on.
Easy.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think we have 8.
Okay. Right.
Cory and Topanga.
Boy Meets World.
Correct. Good. Ben and Leslie.
What? Ben and Leslie. Grey's Anatomy.
Parks and Rec.
Oh, I don't. Shoot, don't watch. Okay.
Cameron and Mitchell.
Wow, current?
Yeah.
Scandal.
Modern Family. Winnie and Kevin.
Watch. Wonder Years.
Correct. You're only getting the old school ones.
So, well, the others, those other two, to be fair, I don't watch.
Jim and Pam.
Oh, The Office.
Carrie and Mr. Big.
Sex and the City.
Barney and Robin.
Oh, How I Met Your Mother.
Leonard and Penny.
Big Bang Theory.
Cliff and Claire.
Wow, we're going there, The Cosby Show.
We're going there. You know what? Still a great
good show. I know.
Now we have to be penalized. Nice work, though.
Thank you.
You got a bunch of them. You just missed two huge shows. Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
And Parks and Rec. That's good.
Thank you.
6 out of 8. I give you a B.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Stuff in Northern California is crazy. And right now it seems to be getting slightly better, but they're just not in the clear yet. And the headline is, California prepares for a catastrophe, the battle to stop a collapse at America's tallest dam as 200,000 residents flee.
Wow.
Amid fears of 100 feet of flood, they could stretch for 40 miles. Which is
so crazy.
I was just there, too. And I remember thinking, like, man, because I knew they had a ton of rain. I didn't know the dam was, like, eroding. So right now it's down a bit, but they're still working on it hard. Some listeners messaged me last night. They were like, it took us 4 hours to get home. They live 30 minutes away.
Wow.
So that's happening, and just pray that it doesn't get any worse and it actually gets better. There's a story out that if you want to have smarter kids, delay giving birth until your late 30s.
Oh,
infants born to older mothers are more intelligent and successful.
Oh, interesting.
How about that? Eddie, when did you have your first kid?
Way before that. 28, 29?
No, that's good.
Not bad.
No, that's in late 30s. Our kids are not going to be smart. Great.
Ah, great. Hey, what do kids do on Valentine's Day nowadays?
Well, they make Valentines for their class.
They make them?
Yeah.
Because we used to buy a box of them. Like, I'd go buy a box of He-Man Valentines.
And now it's getting really creative. Like, the kids are getting real creative, and we like it because we bring it home, we start reading them and laughing at them.
So, do you have to make one for everybody?
Yes,
okay,
that's rule.
That's a good rule.
Yes.
Although the boys have their own little Valentine, like special person, and they'll make a little extra something for them.
Wow.
They used to do this thing, and they were called Candygrams, Mountain Pine Elementary. And you would buy one for 50 cents, and you would send on Valentine's Day the person, the guy or girl, the Candygram, and people would get like these big chocolate hearts, and I remember all my friends would get them.
Oh,
I never got one. I never got a Candygram, and I'm not holding that in.
Yeah,
but I just remember
obviously
going.
Well, I got the cards because they made everybody. We put a bag in the front of our desk, and you drop the cards in.
So everybody, you'd get the typical standard Valentine's.
No, okay. I get the not typical standard. I got the love, but the Valentine's card.
Oh, yeah. You got that, yes.
But not then the candy grams
would come, and I would just be so resentful because other kids would, people would pay for them.
Now, did you send out candy grams?
Yeah, I did.
And then you...
And I wouldn't get them back. Because you wouldn't know who sent them, too.
Yeah.
And so... The last year, the candy grams that I could buy one sixth grade, I sent four to myself.
Yeah.
And then said they were from Secret Admirer. And then I ate chocolate and didn't feel stupid. So.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do, you know?
I agree with that. You want to send flowers to work today to yourself? You go right ahead.
Do it. No judgment
like, no
here.
None. I remember once. Did I tell you about my Scantron story?
I think so. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they did this thing. Oh, it was probably sixth grade, I think. And they, it was like Valentine's, and they wanted to match. It was when they had Scantrons. You fill out the letter B C and A. And they were like, they wanted to see who, like, your, whatever the term was for boyfriend, girlfriend would be then. Maybe it was, like, eighth grade. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But you filled out this little survey, kind of like a Match.com or eHarmony. And they would Scantron it and send you back who you matched with from from your class. And so, me, I'm nuts anyway. I was like, what if I fill out every bubble? Because this isn't like a real test. I filled every bubble and everybody got me as their match. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Nobody still went out with them. I was still nobody's boyfriend. But when they got the list of their matches, every single girl had me as their match.
Dang, they're like, you tricked the system.
Weird. Bobby's the most compatible with everybody.
They didn't look at everybody at once. They just they got the results and passed them back out to people. And I nailed everybody.
So do kids not use Scantrons anymore?
I don't know. I don't think so, right?
Not my kids. Really? Yeah, at least. I hated those things.
I think they're not. Yeah, I think it's beyond that. I think it's like iPad and
digital now.
I used to get so nervous if I had to erase, and I was like, I hope I erase it enough. Yeah. I hope the computer doesn't pick up this because I know the answer is B, and I accidentally put C.
And if you were in there while they were checking the grades, you would hear, that means you got a lot wrong. Because it was marking all the ones that were correct.
Oh, there was never sound for ours.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Really? They would put it in a machine.
Yeah, I didn't have. We didn't have the sound one.
Oh, wow.
I don't even think I saw a
machine. Bobby, you probably just got all yours right.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
No, but most right. Most of them I got right. Listen, I wasn't good at getting girls, but I was good at making good grades.
That is the truth.
I did study hard.
You can feel good about that.
You know how,
look at you now.
It's okay.
Yes.
Good grades and a good girl.
Uh-huh.
All of it.
You saying it's all come back around?
Yes.
Like, of course.
I'm getting my version of a big candy gram now that I never got.
Right now, you are living the candy gram.
Wow. Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. Thank you for being a part of the team today. We appreciate that. Lindsay in Chesapeake, Virginia, thank you for calling. What's going on?
Hi, Bobby.
Hi.
I'm going to try not to cry. My little man, who will be 8 February 27th, is having a rough time at school being bullied. He is being picked on because he's so small, he's brainy, and he wears some hand-me-down clothes, and so some of his jeans are a little shorter than maybe they should be, and I was just hoping that maybe you could give me some words of encouragement that I haven't tried yet.
Okay, yeah. That kid sounds just like me, really. When you say that stuff, like, that's pretty much me. So here's what my grandma tried to do to me. She tried to tell me, bullies pick on you because they feel insecure about themselves. But I didn't listen to that. You're a kid, you don't listen to that. All you do is you listen to what's happening around you every single day. But my grandma, and even now I see it. And if you're a kid and you're listening right now, it's probably not going to sink in when I say this, but I'm saying this. People that do mean things, they do mean things because they don't feel good about themselves, first of all. Probably not going to sink in right now, but when it does, it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks and you're going to get it. Like, that type of person is really sad with themselves, but that's not going to help him at 7. It may help him at 14. Mm-hmm. It's not going to help him at 7. When I was 7, 8, 9 years old, and let me tell you, I got the crap beat out of me because, again, I was one of the poorest kids in a poor town. And, I was the head lice kid. I was the dirty kid. I got taken out of class, stuff like that. What got me through that was knowing that one day, and again, I'm very competitive, was knowing that one day everybody who picked on me was going to be like, man, I wish I wouldn't have picked on him because look what he ended up being. So I focused all of my energy on, as much as I could, on not letting that hold me down and hurt me. Not all, because I'm human. I was human even then. But what I focused it on was working hard and proving to everyone that they may not think I'm worth a lot now, but just wait. Now, is it the healthiest thing? Probably not. But that's what I did. That's how I focused all of that energy as a kid. It was, okay, I know what I'm good at. For me, it was learning. I enjoyed learning. So I'm going to go. I'm going to be the best at Quiz Bowl. I'm going to learn and make the best grades. And one day, all these kids that picked on me are going to look at me and go, man, I wish I wouldn't have picked on it. And then when I got older, I was going to be able to help kids that were getting picked on. And that, to me, was the whole circle. Yeah. And so that's what I would say to him, is that he can take this at 7, 8 years old and use it as motivation to find his spot in the world. And the kids that are the weirdest are the ones that end up being the best. Weird's awesome. Like, weird, you spend your whole young life trying to fit in, and you spend your whole adult life not trying to fit in, trying to be different. Hmm. And it's weird how that happens, because we don't understand when we're young that that's really what we need to be, is ourselves. And so if I were talking to him, I would say kids are going to pick on you because you're different. But because you're different, that makes you awesome. And if you don't want to agree with that right now, go ahead and be awesome. And then when you get older, you help kids who are getting picked on like you are getting picked on. Make it about helping other kids. So
that's perfect.
It's just, I don't know your son, and I don't know his demeanor and what, you know, what he takes from you or from anyone else, but that's what I would tell him, and that's how I would tell him. What's the deal with the, like, what's the deal with the clothes? Like, are you guys struggling?
Not really. We have two, and which is, she's in the background talking. We're not struggling too bad, but Christmas just came. He's got a birthday coming up. And
what's he like? Like, what kind of things does he like?
Legos, and he wants to be an engineer when he grows up.
I mean, that's awesome. The perfect thing for a kid, for everybody, because that's what other kids make fun of, kids who want to do things that are, like, to the side, that are great. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to send him a note, and I'm going to send him will you stay on the phone?
Of course.
And I'm going to send him a birthday present full of Legos and a note, and it'll be for me, and that's it, okay?
Of course. Thank you
And
so
I hope
much.
You can pass along that message, and I'll send him a message myself, and just tell him to hang in there, if for no other reason, to help other kids when he gets older.
Right. That's perfect. I like that. Thank you so much.
All right. Do not hang up, Lindsay, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Man. That's like, takes you back. Whoa.
That's good, though. Here's
the thing about bullies. This is what I don't like about bullies. Is they're really sad, too, and I feel bad for them now. Mm-hmm. As I get older, it's like I feel bad for bullies as well, because they're holding a sadness inside of them, too, and they just take it out in a different way. Because that is just that. You don't go beating somebody up or being mean to someone because you feel good about yourself. Even as an adult,
right.
You don't do, you know, gossipy, mean, back things because you feel good about yourself. You do it because there's something hurting inside of you. And we all do it. We're all human.
Yes.
I do it. You do it. We do all do it. We just try to maintain and keep inside the walls as much we can. Mm. And so that's why we do it, because we hurt.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's that. I'm done.
I love that. I love that you're able to share with her. And even as you were talking, I was just kind of taking it in. I'm like, you touch a lot on a lot of that in your book.
I do.
What
a plug. Wow, look at this.
Well, no, but I know the book was therapeutic for you.
I'm not reading that thing again ever in my life.
I'm
done.
That's my plans today, because now that it's on paperback, I'm going to read
it
again.
I'm done. I'm out. I'm never opening that thing again.
Are you sure?
I was never going to read it to begin with.
Well, I know
they
you
made
had to,
me read
I
it.
I know, because you had
they
to do
made
the,
me read
well,
it.
Because you had to do the audio.
I don't want to read it. But they were like, we'll also pay you, I think they paid me $4,000 to read that book.
Really?
Yeah.
How much will they pay? I'll read it again and again.
Out loud?
And again.
No, they paid me that much to read the book.
Oh, wow.
Out loud.
You get paid to read it?
Apparently.
Oh, you mean the audio, to record
the
audio
Oh, they didn't pay me
version.
To read it. They weren't suffer through this and
okay.
read it. No.
You meant
they
to
paid,
do
no,
the
they
audio
paid me
version.
That much to do the audio version.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is.
I thought they were making me do it because I just part of my contract. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I was doing when I signed a book deal. And so they were like, you have to read it. I was like, I don't want to read
so,
this book.
Yeah, do you, if it's a book about you, I guess you're the likely choice to read it. But, you know, if you buy something that's fiction, just any old person can read. Like, because that's what I want to do. I want to read books.
Yeah?
Like, books on, like, so how can I get? Can
I have no idea.
But you got, they, you got a
job? But I wrote it. No one's asked me to read another one.
No.
No one's going to be like, hey, we wrote a new Pippi Longstocking. Would you mind being the voice? Like, that's not happening.
Okay, well.
Anyway, hey, Morgan, do you have that information for her? And she didn't hang up. Hello? Hello, Morgan?
Yeah, we got our info.
Okay, just making sure. Sorry, we got sidetracked over here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. I think we should wrap it up there. We good?
Okay, yeah.
All right. This is a Bobby Bones show. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones, Bones show. Uh-huh.
You guys heard of Chewbacca Dog?
No, I don't think so.
Mm. Enjoy. You know what Chewbacca sounds like, right?
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Here you go. That's
wow,
funny.
Wow, that's impressive. Awesome.
Eddie, you like Star Wars?
I love Star Wars, and that's funny.
There are four types of drunks, according to science. Now, and they give them character names. So, psychology researchers at the University of Missouri have published an entire study on when you drink and you start acting different ways. There are four ways that you act. Number one, the Mary Poppins, which would be someone who's just super nice and just like, oh, love everyone. Number two, the Ernest Hemingway. That would be someone who knows everything. Drunk and just knowledgeable is crazy. Like, the drunker they get, the smarter they get.
Oh, yes.
Number three, the nutty professor. Like, you're just nuts. You get drunk and you're just like, ah. And then number four, Mr. Hyde, which is mean.
Oh.
So you got really nice, really mean, really goofy, funny, and really smart.
Mm-hmm.
What would ever, like, for example, Amy, you'd be Mary Poppins.
Probably.
When you drink.
I'm not Mr. Hyde.
No, you have a sniff of alcohol.
I'm
you're like Mary,
Mary
Poppins.
Mary Poppins with a side of emotion. I'm an emotional Mary Poppins.
Okay. It's fair.
Yeah.
Lunchbox is the nutty professor.
Oh, for sure. Because
he just gets so sloppy and just like, party. And he's like, no exaggeration. Like, he spits all over himself and his hair. Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm really good at it, though.
You're the opposite of Stefan Urkel.
Mm.
Like, he goes in and comes out, like, slick.
Smooth.
Like, you come out worse somehow. Like,
I don't know. Just because I stumble around and I slur, and I mean, I'm pretty good at having a good time.
You have to hold you up.
Sometimes.
Yeah. But that's your thing, though. Like,
sometimes you got to prop me up next to the jukebox.
You spill things on people and stuff.
That's when you die.
That's when you die, yeah.
Oh. Dang.
Eddie. They don't have Eddie on here.
What do you mean? I'm Mary Poppins for sure.
You're like, okay, if you're Mary Poppins, it's like Mary Poppins with a whole bunch of feminine.
Well, Mary Poppins is
yeah,
pretty
she's
feminine.
Feminine.
Yeah, but no, that's just caring. But you're like, hey.
I'm loving, dude. I get really loving. Like, I just want to like.
It's not like bro loving,
happiness.
No.
Yeah, you're not like Bob Marley. You're
no.
like.
No. You're,
what?
You're like,
Mary Poppins.
He says.
No.
Amy, that's a beautiful blouse.
He did say that.
I mean, like, what?
Look, you're basing
like
it on
you're
one time.
No,
that
no, no.
We,
many times. I've,
one time.
Yeah,
we
this is just a good example.
I've seen you drink many times.
All I said was, let's just say something positive about each other.
No, no, no. You forget that we go on the road a lot together.
Yes, and I don't get drunk on the road a lot.
What?
Once a month, probably.
Okay, whatever you say. But all I'm saying is, you are loving, but it's like you're a loving female.
What does that mean?
You get really
what
in touch
mean?
With the
very
feminine
side. Yeah, yeah. It's like your real self comes out.
The softer side.
Like, what are you saying?
That you're like a little angel when you drink.
Like Mary Poppins.
You're just like, all right, everybody, come here.
I go.
Yeah.
I do that.
Yeah, like a little girl.
When
Let's
I drink.
Play a game.
Yeah. Will we all agree on this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
No, no, it's great. No, it's perfect. You're right. It's awesome. Next time, get video of this so I can see it.
We don't need it. We did it perfectly back for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The top five songs in country music right now. Number five. No, number one. Wait, what? Number five.
Today,
Brad Paisley. They stacked them wrong. Now I look like a fool. And everybody's out there like, Bobby's such a fool.
I
already ruined the number
can't
one song.
You didn't know that.
I know. Number five, Brad Paisley, Today. Today. Ah. And I don't know about tomorrow. Let's go out of order. Number one, Seeing Red. I'm talking red hot with kiss falling off your lips. Number two, Better Man, Little Big Town. Sometimes in the middle. Number three, Sober Saturday Night.
No, I'm not hot.
And the number four song, Thomas Rhett, Star of the Show. Mm. I'll just play that one now. I like this one. All right, yeah. I totally messed that up.
It's okay.
Just when I thought I wasn't human, I do that. Dang it.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A lottery winner is suing a lottery.
Okay.
Because it ruined her life.
Mm.
The youngest lottery winner in the UK says the lottery ruined her life. She's now taking legal action. She says, I thought of my life 10 times better, made it 10 times worse. I wish I had no money most days.
Oh, man.
She's 17 years old.
Wow.
And she's like, someone my age should not be allowed to win this money. That's crazy, right? Like, Lunchbox, you're a big lottery. You play the lottery all the time.
I've never won $1 million, and it would not ruin my life. I don't care. You shouldn't be able to sue. What kind of idiot says $1 million ruins their life? Like, they're absolutely an idiot if they think $1 million ruined their life.
There's a whole TV show about how the lottery ruined my life.
But it doesn't really ruin your life.
Isn't it weird that 17-year-olds can play the lottery and win? Like, you can't go to Vegas.
Yeah. Well,
you got to be 21 in Vegas to gamble. And this is the UK, but still 17.
They're allowed to do whatever. Like, they can drink at 13, right? So
you can play the lottery at 18 in the United States.
And 18 is the adult age.
Love
so
it.
So that's okay. 17, that's not the adult age.
Mm-mm.
But still, that is crazy. It's a crazy story. I got a story, too, about a guy smuggling gold in a second. It's going to blow your mind. Just wait for it. It's crazy. Scientists reveal the best cure for a sore throat.
Ooh, what is it?
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
1 tablespoon of raw honey twice daily. Straight off the spoon because it cuts throat pain in half and destroys 100% of the germs.
Wow.
So if you get a sore, and sore throats are awful. We all get them at some point.
Yeah, honey.
1 tablespoon of raw honey.
Okay. I like that. Honey's antimicrobial.
There is a new Bobby cast up with Walker Hayes. iHeartRadio, search BobbyCast. This gold smuggling story I'm going to tell in a minute, you guys are going to think it's crazy how this guy was smuggling gold. We'll do that too.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
How about this guy? He smuggled 12 gold bars at the airport in his rectum.
How is that possible? 12? I mean,
yeah.
One, maybe. How big are these bars?
I'm talking maybe. A 36-year-old man was caught attempting to smuggle 12 gold bars past customs, hiding them in his bum.
Like, you're talking about blocks of gold.
According to the reports, he checked his luggage, and it had several LED lamps. And that's what drew the red flags, because they were like, why does this guy have LED lamps? 8 gold bars, each weighing 100 grams, were found in the lamp's back covers. So they found these gold bars. He denied carrying more gold. But after being put through a metal detector, found 12 gold bars in his butt. So in total, they found 20 gold bars. I mean,
you know, part of me wants to be like, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. but it's also like, ow.
Yeah, it's like, ow. Dang.
Ow. So you can't, is it illegal to carry gold?
I think it's illegal to smuggle things, period.
Oh, he was smuggling.
Just the whole butt part is what makes it more entertaining.
I'm like, was it necessary?
Maybe he had nowhere else to put it.
Oh, he didn't want to be overweight.
For his back.
He didn't want to be
overcharged. I'm sorry, sir. You're at 52 pounds. Well, crap. I guess I'll take 2 pounds of these.
What's wrong
with people? I'll be back in a second.
I just gotta go to the bathroom.
All right, weigh this now. Oh, 49 pounds, sir. You're okay. Yes. All right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Thanks for hanging. Hope your Valentine's Day goes awesome. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. And don't forget, there's a new Bobby cast up. I did it from my house last night. Walker Hayes came by.
Whoa, girl, simmer on down a notch. Ain't nobody making you watch me get my
I enjoyed that one. I'm also a huge Walker Hayes fan. And he's out on, I took him out on tour on my comedy tour. He plays right before me. I mean, I'm just a huge fan. So I enjoyed it, but just because I'm a huge fan.
You broke up with me.
Go to iHeartRadio, search Bobby cast.
You broke up with me.
Or you can download, you know, the podcast on iTunes, like our show. It's up there, too.
Come on.
Guess you don't know what you want till you see them moving on. Making lonely look like freedom, baby, don't even act like I'm doing something wrong. If my song comes on and I get lost on that dance floor, it's somebody's arms that ain't yours. You can't crash my party with your sorry.
Sam Walker Hayes and the Bobbycast.
Be raining on my Mardi Gras.
Be safe. You know what I mean tonight. Don't need a bunch of babies in 9 months. Think about that.
You're forgetting, girl, you made your bed and didn't want me in it.
Whoa, girl. Simmer on down a notch.
Bye guys, have a great Tuesday. We'll see you on Wednesday morning show.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.